This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. Kiefer Madness comes your way 10 minutes from now. Mark it down. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays at 12:45. We'll get you the week in review tomorrow. At this time, or about 24 hours from now, I should say. So add that to the list as well. A couple of things jump out from Drake May. Number one, for him, he's not exactly the wordiest guy, Keith. That was a bit of a meandering answer.
A little bit.
Number two, he runs off the podium. As far as I can tell, I didn't see it, but he's like, hey, guys, thanks, go Pats, I'm out of here.
Go Pats.
No follow-ups.
No,
on Joe Milton.
Talking about Joe Milton.
Well, Stacey did say last question.
He did, but like that's never prevented people before from being like, hey, here's one more. Yeah, like, yeah, oh, yeah. By the way, did you have any say in that, Drake? Like, he was running away from any follow-up questions about Joe Milton.
But he wishes him well as a backup. He's and like, then, he can go compete to be a backup.
Then this, he said, did he say it's cool for him to go get a chance to be a backup somewhere?
Yeah, he could have been the backup here. Talking about,
he was the backup.
He was legitimately the backup.
You'll get a chance to, you'll go hopefully be a backup and
hopefully be a backup.
Hey, things break his way. Maybe hopefully he's a backup.
Yeah, I mean he's got no chance at being a starter
so
in this league.
Was,
hopefully he's got some chance at being a backup somewhere. Good for him. Really cool for him.
Milton was squawking about while he was here. He's like, I mean, I just really want to be a backup somewhere. Is that what got him traded, or did he want to be a starter? He's like he's not even close to me.
Nick, one more time. That was good from Drake.
That was a good line.
Yeah. You'll get a chance to. You'll go hopefully be a backup and
hopefully
be
yeah,
a
if
backup.
It all breaks right, hopefully he's a backup somewhere.
It's like, I think they have two quarterbacks on their roster in Dallas, isn't he?
So I don't know. What do you choose to read into that answer? Like to me, he's definitely ready for some level of Joe Milton question. Yeah, we learned together. I texted him, by the way. He's fun. We had similar play styles. Cool to be in the room together. Yeah. I'm pulling for him. All this. Like, so he was ready for it,
for
I think.
For that, yeah, I think
and
so.
You need to be ready for it. Like, yeah. You can't be Bill up there getting asked about Jordan and, you know, your PR.
How'd you meet? I don't know. Don't tell me.
We're not talking about that. So you can't be caught flat-footed. So good for him. He was prepared.
Yeah.
He ran away, like literally ran off the podium.
Yeah, he's fast.
Avoiding any follow-ups.
He uses his legs.
He moves very well.
Yeah, he does. He and Joe Milton have a similar game, he said.
But yeah, in there.
Which is even crazier. Like, wouldn't you want your backup quarterback to have a similar game as your starter? He even confirmed.
I read that the same.
Like, we play the similar kind of game.
We play a similar kind of stuff. We had fun trying to out-throw one another.
We got a big arm, you know. Which proved he's never won the throw-off between he and Joe Milton, which is no shame. I think most guys wouldn't.
No, nope, that's true.
But, yeah, he was like, you know, Joe can go be a cute backup somewhere.
So read into that. Read into that how you want. I mean, Drake said everything's good, texting him, pulling for him. But then, yeah, that one little line in there, I'm rooting for him to maybe.
Hopefully be a backup.
If it all breaks right for him, fingers crossed, so T's and like, P's, I'm hopefully that he'll be a backup somewhere.
Looks like Dallas, in addition to Dak Prescott and Joe Milton, also has Will Greer currently on their roster.
Nice.
Patriot legend.
Former Patriot on the roster.
Joe Milton should be able to defeat him.
He's on the roster a couple of times, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Greer? Yeah, probably.
Anything else jump out from Drake May? With the absence of two questions I wanted to hear, they finally got to Milton. Credit to Phil Perry. I was just wondering if anybody asked why he didn't talk to the media after the season ended. That was never asked. Where you been, Drake? How come we haven't talked to you since before the final game of the season? And also, does he have any roster input? He didn't get asked that directly. He did get asked about Steph Diggs, give a fun answer on that. He did say he has some input on the offense, but the absence of questions I wanted to hear outside of the Milton ones were the ones that jumped out.
We almost didn't get it. It was the last question.
Very last
question.
We
finally got a Joe Milton question in there, and it was a lot of like off-season stuff. Somebody congratulated him on his engagement, so it was like it was a lot of just like whatever. I did like his line, though, about Steph Diggs, just about, you know, he grew up watching him. He had him on his fantasy team. He played with him in Madden. Like, all that stuff's very relatable. So
no,
I like all that.
He had some line in there where he's like, well, you know, he's played with a lot of quarterbacks. He knows what it takes. I'm curious to get his input. I'm like, You may be now.
Careful what you ask for.
You may be curious to get his input right now.
No, I'm telling you, though.
You may not feel that way in, like, November.
I'm telling you, there is a honeymoon period, though, with Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
There is.
By about November.
He was Josh a captain with the Texans last year. I did look.
He was. Good call. Okay, confirmed.
Good call.
And he was good. He was
such
he
a good
hurt.
Captain. They wanted him back, right?
No, they didn't.
They drafted two new receivers and let him go. So he was such a good captain. Well, they wanted him back.
Those Cyclones, they couldn't turn down the two Iowa State guys.
True.
They just draft both of them.
At least they had ACLs.
Did they trade for Christian Kirk, too?
Yes.
So they have Kirk. Wow. All right.
Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, two rookies out of Iowa State.
Tank?
Could have brought. He's hurt.
Play
he's
or
not
no?
going to be
no,
ready.
No.
I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
All right. Well.
But yeah, no, they were so enamored with Steph Diggs' leadership.
Listen, I'm just saying
they changed
period.
The whole receiver room.
Well, they also fired their offensive coordinator, which was really weird.
Yeah, no.
There's a story. Did we ever get that story? Not to go down that road, but Bobby Slowick was like this hot head coaching candidate after 1 year with Houston. After year two, they fired him.
Yeah. I think they felt, the story as I've, and maybe there's more behind closed doors, but like in terms of X's and O's,
they
fell in love with running the football, and it was like run on first down, run on second down. CJ Stroud's constantly in third and long. There must be more to the story. I'm with you on that.
It's just strange.
Because that's such a weird pivot.
Right.
But there you go. There's
Drake May.
Drake May earlier today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, if he really focuses and really tries his best, someday.
Yeah.
Joe Milton can be a backup somewhere else. Not a starter.
Hopefully with the Cowboys. Maybe I'll run into him when he's holding a clipboard somewhere. Or maybe.
All right. Something to read into there.
Yep.
We'll get back to Jordan, her real estate holdings. She is, now has quite the real estate portfolio.
Sure does.
How she's spending Bill's money. We'll give you some ideas on that. And we have the madness, Kiefer Madness, on the way next.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body.
After a snake fell on her head.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe WEEI. And Jones, once again this week, we have another creature story.
Nice.
The creature stories never stop. This one, thankfully, not a snake, so I can actually watch the video. And it's also a local madness.
Oh, good. We don't get a
Massachusetts
lot of these.
Madness. Yeah. No, we really don't.
Florida kind of hogs most of them.
Most is like half Florida.
Yeah, and then you'll get your other random states, yeah. And then every once in a while we get a local one.
That's right. So here we go. Let's dive in and find out what's going on.
In a quiet neighborhood of the idyllic town of Rockport, Massachusetts, a site far from impeccable.
Kind of leaving it there.
Impeccable.
Impeccable.
Okay.
Kind of on the nose, but we'll continue.
A sight far from impeccable of broken car mirrors and windshields.
We seem to have a vandal in our neighborhood, and I'm describing him as, 18 to 24 inches tall, wearing black and white with a red hat.
Oh. So what? I was thinking 18 to 20. I was thinking
cool,
turkeys.
Leprechaun say,
turkeys
yeah.
are yeah. turkeys
a
are, turkeys are a nuisance everywhere.
Yeah,
so
turkeys.
I figure I hear the pecking. I'm like,
pecking.
It's got to be those pesky turkeys.
Yeah.
There's 18 to 24. That's not a turkey.
It's a tiny turkey.
That's a little turkey.
Like a velociraptor in reality. Yeah, no, but this is we're usually good for like one turkey attack story a year. This is not turkeys, though.
Okay.
But it's vandals. They're causing all kinds of destruction.
It might be the leprechaun. Good call by Nick. Yeah,
yeah. Nick might be out of something.
The unexpected menace, a pileated woodpecker.
Pileated woodpecker.
I'm no expert on the different
kind of woodpeckers.
Breeds of woodpeckers.
Well,
is that the
woody.
Right way to say it?
Yeah. Based off of a pileated woodpecker.
Pileated woodpecker?
Yeah, pileated woodpecker.
Oh, yeah, I see this little fella.
They basically have like little helmets inside their head, and that way they don't get concussions when they just drill into like a tree or a house, or in this case, cars. Terps
get
a photo of it there. It is a beautiful bird.
It's not a bad looking bird.
What are they, just like an instigator? What's the deal? Another Seinfeld reference today?
What's the, what's Woody the Woodpecker's deal? Is it an instigator?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much what he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, would you look at that.
Whose likeness ironically inspired the mischievous classic cartoon Woody.
Right.
Known for his iconic laugh and the chaos that ensued.
Guess who? Guess who?
Chaos.
Yeah, chaos would ensue.
He is an instigator.
Yeah, you knew something was up. You had to stay on your toes if you saw Woody the Woodpecker. Guy was a wild man.
Really for was. Weeks, the idea of an actual jailbird being the culprit behind all the damage had been lost on the neighborhood. That's when resident Janelle Favaloro snapped these photos of the rascal caught in the act.
The woodpecker showed up and landed on the windshield wipers of the RV in our yard and was looking at his reflection. And we were like, you know what? I bet he was the one that damaged the mirrors as well.
So she's a little bit of a sleuth herself. She was able to find out what
it's
was
like
going
these
on.
These mirrors are all dinged up. What's going on here? It's got to be this pesky little woodpecker.
It is a bit. It's not that little.
No,
though.
You're
when
right.
You think about a bird, if it's 2 feet long, like it's kind of
20.
Intimidating when you see it.
Yeah, and then you see it.
Yeah.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see it on the car. It is a bigger bird than you'd think.
All right, I'll ask the question. 100 woodpeckers or one gorilla? 100 woodpeckers, one human.
That's the better question.
One human. 100
of those guys pecking away?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I got the woodpeckers.
Take the birds?
Yeah.
Take the birds.
Yeah.
She says the neighborhood nuisance is drilled into at least 25 other vehicles.
25 cars? This thing is destroyed.
Nice.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, he has 24?
Yeah.
Good body count.
He knows what he's doing.
Nice.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
That's a different story. That's a different story altogether. That's not this one.
And her town isn't the only one squawking about avian antics.
Two Woody Woodpeckers on my neighbor's car trying to break his window.
That was Jordan's mom's shop. That was what they called it.
Nature's jackhammers are out in full force across the country, even pecking through homes in Canada looking for a place to nest.
What do you think of that? These birds are all over the place.
There's pecking away, looking
yeah.
in
all over
cars
North America,
and homes, and all over North America. Well,
yeah.
Canada, soon to be
America.
The United States. Yeah, all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so they're pecking their way through North America.
They sure are.
Yikes!
Well, another flock of winged vandals is terrorizing cars in Kansas City.
We don't know exactly why the vultures targeted this neighborhood.
Wait a minute, the vultures? Hang on.
Oh yeah, now they're vultures.
What's going on here?
Well, this is a whole bird story, Jones. It started in Massachusetts, but we're now in Kansas City. Yeah.
You did that damage, if you're watching on Twitter. That's a woodpecker? No, that's a vulture.
That's a vulture, but a woodpecker can cause a lot of damage.
Damn.
If for some reason they feel like they need to get into your house, they can. There's no keeping those guys out. You're like spraying with bear spray. Get rid of them. You ever had like a woodpecker on like a gutter or something on your house? They
no.
Just go, it's loud
I mean,
as hell. You
I don't think so. I hear them on trees outside sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had one.
I go,
house.
Go on, get. You gotta holler at him a little
you
bit.
You gotta
holler at him.
You
mace him.
Zootopia going on in your backyard with all
That's
the different
true.
Animals you have.
I do
have
a lot of woodland critters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experts say with spring in full bloom, love is in the air for many species. It could explain these wild behaviors.
This time of year is breeding season, so all these male birds,
yes.
not just pileated woodpeckers, but all birds are getting into a very aggressive territorial courtship display.
Nice. There we go.
Yeah, now we're getting to it.
Is this what's going on with Bill?
That's right.
It's mating season.
Mating season down North Carolina.
It's acting a little off.
Could be.
That could be what's going on.
It could be.
Yeah.
And even though broken mirrors bring 7 years of bad luck,
if they're seeing a reflection of themselves, they don't understand it's a reflection. They think it's a competitor.
These headstrong birds will carry on about their ways with their feathers unruffled.
All right, so here's the deal. Experts tell us mating season typically starts at the end of March and can actually last until June.
Nice.
Wow. 3 months.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Look at these.
Good luck.
Wow.
So residents in New England should keep covering those mirrors. But finally, we now have Woody Woodpecker's origin story. Turns out it's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a family show. They're horny birds. We're trying to stay away from it.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Some of them do.
Sounds like the birds were just horny.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah,
that's what we're all saying.
Kind of what we were insinuating.
It's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Yeah.
So some of the birds are having sex with the other birds? Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's it. Craig's expert analysis.
Okay. We learned something at 8 in the morning on bird mating.
And very defensive.
Thanks, Craig. Thank you, great work, Craig. Why don't you tell us about the weather, Craig?
Yeah, we got a storm coming
this weekend, Craig.
Yeah, great, Craig.
Hey, that's what I think is happening. You're right, Craig.
But who's having sex with the chickens? Okay. So you got to cover your mirrors? That was a suggestion?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Because they'll see themselves and they think it's a competitor.
I'm not.
But let me ask you, Craig, a question, honestly.
That's Craig. Thanks, Craig. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
You got it, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
Give the Greg Hill Show that drop if you could. They could probably use that. It's a lot, Craig.
It's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Right. Thanks, Craig.
I'm not covering my mirrors. I can tell you that. I'm going to roll the dice with these pileated woodpeckers.
Pileated woodpeckers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Woody the Woodpecker.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
It's the madness.
Madness.
Every Tuesday, most Thursdays at this time here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. This time tomorrow, you got the week in review. I think we're unveiling something a little new there this week, if I'm not mistaken. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. We'll get back to Bill Jordan, Real Estate Holdings, how she's spending Bill's money. Plus, if you missed our plans earlier today, they're rudely interrupted by Drake May. If you missed our plans for Bill, because some are concerned about Bill.
A lot of people are concerned.
And his well-being.
Famous friends of his are concerned.
Charles Barkley concerned, for instance. So if Bill's looking to push away and get out of this relationship, we have some suggestions on how to do it. We go on the clock next.